אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מ...
We are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of work with faith above reason. We're reading from excerpt number 44. We're reading from Shamati, article 135, Clean and righteous do not kill, excerpt 44. The clean and righteous do not kill. A righteous is one who justifies the Creator. Whatever he feels, whether good or bad, he takes above reason. This is considered right. Clean refers to the cleanness of the matter, the state as he sees it. This is so because a judge has only what his eyes see. And if one does not understand the matter, or cannot attain the matter, he should not blur the forms as they seem to his eyes. This is considered left, and he should nurture both. Again, excerpt number 44. The clean and righteous do not kill. A righteous is one who justifies the Creator. Whatever he feels, whether good or bad, he takes above reason. This is considered right. Clean refers to the cleanness of the matter, the state as he sees it. This is so because a judge has only what his eyes see. And if one does not understand the matter or cannot attain the matter, he should not blur the forms as they seem to his eyes. This is considered left, and he should nurture both.
Meaning the right and the left, we need to try that they will be equal between us, that I'll be able to justify the states. Also, when I can justify the states that I go through, they seem this way or that way. But in the end, in the spiritual work, I have to accept them all as coming from above, from the Creator, and I can receive them equally and advance in that way, that upon us, it's to correct ourselves in order to ascribe everything that happens in me to the Creator, and obviously through the Ten. Let's go.
Excerpt number 45, Rabash, article 4, What is a flood of water in the work? The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha, of holiness, is wholeness, with respect to above reason, and the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete. But quite the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both. Again, excerpt number 45. The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines, since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete. But quite the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he had no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Well, let's see what you ask about this. Moscow 7.
When the left line is revealed, I'm personally used to immediately take it towards justifying, meaning to the right line. And there's like a feeling that I'm losing it. The question is, can you remain in it slightly to discover greater depth of the left line to overcome it in a more qualitative way, not to immediately jump to the right?
I don't know what you mean, like go of the left, go to the right. We need to work correctly with the left and with the right, that all in all from this we'll have an advancement forward. Like we said with the wheel, half of it moves forward, but half of it has to go backwards. And in this way we advance. That's why the left, it's revealed not for us to cancel it and keep going, but we have to take it with us as a left part for our advancement, like a left leg and a right leg, and on both of them we advance. We need to advance on two lines and constantly balance the two. That's called the middle line. The middle line doesn't exist. It's what we, with the upper light, can build. We let the Creator build it, but it's not in nature. The right is the force of the Creator, the created being is the left, and the combination between them, the correct combination, is called the middle line. What are we going to do? Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what does the middle line add to the wholeness of the right line?
The wholeness of the right comes from the Creator. The middle line is the wholeness on behalf of the created being, as much as he can resemble the Creator. Latin 3.
Gracias, Rav. Buenos días. ¿A qué es lo que se le llama almas puras?
Thank you, Rav. Good day.
Sí, ¿a qué es lo que se le llama almas puras?
What do we call souls? Pure souls.
Pure souls are those souls that were before the shattering. And after the shattering, there are no pure souls, but they are all entirely within the will to receive. We are all criminals in that. So don't search for such pure souls. There are none. We all need to reach corrections.
No Kiev.
Well, Kiev. Yes, thank you, dear Rav. During the lesson, there are changes of states. On the one hand, you hate the friend, don't want to be connected to him. Suddenly, then you see him as whole, complete, connected. Is that left and right line? Rav, we've reached a state that we are now beginning to build the spiritual kli in practice for all of us together and for every 10 individually. And that is why all of our lessons, they're very practical. Very practical. And that is why I hope that we will understand this and participate in it that way. Student, what is the middle line among all these changes? Rav, the middle line is a result of two lines that we want to connect them both correctly to resemble the Creator, that from Him these two lines come, and in the ability for us to connect good to bad and bad to good, by that we stabilize this image of the Creator within us, which is the middle line. From our will to receive and from the upper light, we try and form this form of bestowal. That's why it's called similar to the Creator, which is called Adam. So we're like made out of clay, of plasticine. We're building the form of man, of Adam.
Kafkas.
Thank you. What's the difference between faith of the sages to simple faith?
Didn't hear.
What's the difference between faith of the sages to simple faith?
The faith in the sages is different than simple faith, because simple faith is like you tell a baby. The grown-ups tell him this or that, and he accepts it as a fact. But faith in the sages is considered that I accept what I'm told, specifically by sages. Sages meaning those that study, that learn how to reveal the Creator, because the Creator is considered wise, and those who study to reveal the Creator is called a wise student. And then I learn only from those who have revelation of the Creator, that if I will follow them, then I too will reach revelation of the Creator. We have no other problem in our life but only to reveal the Creator. And now the whole world is in this state. Look what's happening all around the world. It's the Creator awakening it from above, slowly, slowly, that so that we'll have a deficiency specifically for Him. Toronto 2.
Hi, Rav. Is it possible to say that the right line is Chafetz Chesed?
Shekav Yamin ze Chafetz Chesed?
Kav Yamin ze Kiv Yechol Chesed.
The right line is seemingly Chesed, but Chafetz Chesed, or more than that, it depends on what intensity is used. Yes.
French. Lo shomim.
We can't hear.
Tov. Az anachnu nilech le darom echad.
Okay, we're going to the south one.
So that mutual masach of the ten, the whole world kli, that's where we reach the center of the group, that middle line?
Yes, of course. Even in the ten, you find it, but only in a small portion. You are now in the beginning of your spiritual work, that you have already some kind of knowledge in order to start constructing from the connection between you a spiritual kli in which you can feel the Creator. It's all in your hands.
Peter 1.
Подскажите, пожалуйста, Рав, а где в колесе правая и левая линия?
Rav, help me understand where in the wheel is the left and right line.
I don't know. You will discover it. Part goes forward, part goes backwards. These are the two lines. And the axis is in the middle, advancing directly and constantly. PT 13.
כן, רב, איך הסירה צריכה לפעול?
רב, how should the ten work if friends just fall down because of the corporeal life? They can't participate. How can the ten make sure they don't fall off the cart?
I don't think they have greater states of heaviness than the Rabash had or all the Kabbalists in all the generations had. So try as much as possible.
How should the ten support them?
You need to help. One should help his friend. You need to act on it, not to wait for it to happen itself. And all the actions, the mutual actions that you're doing, it's very beneficial. More than anything. Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Esto no, no me queda muy claro. Nuestros esfuerzos por conectar...
It's not clear to me that the efforts to connect, they are working on the right with the help of the Creator. And the middle line will be when we feel we've attained that connection, and the Creator is the one who gives the peace, the wholeness.
Exactly, yes.
PT 5.
PT 5.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to ask if my dear friends are called wise, the sages.
Friends need to be like the Creator. Exactly like that. Great, whole, are in corrections, and only you are falling behind. PT 19.
Oh,
good morning. We woke up. Bala Sulam says, I don't understand this sense. He says we can't go above reason before he has reason that shows him the state the way he seems in reason. It's not clear. It's opposite than what we're learning about.
Why?
You read it and see. You can't go above reason before you have reason. If I have reason, how can I go above it?
If you don't have reason, then what are you going above?
Without reason? If I don't have reason, so above my thought.
Above what? You don't have it.
No, above the state I'm in.
You need to have reason, and you understand and feel and know that it's clear within your perception. There is no judge, but only what his eyes can see. You can grasp it, hold it with your hands, see it with your eyes, and you're told now, let go and go above it. How can that be? It's in my hands, it's in my eyes. Go above it. Then you'll be dependent on the Creator.
So to let go of the state I'm in and I don't care whether I fall or rise doesn't matter. So you say to think above it, to be above it.
This doesn't happen to you yet. It will be on the high degrees. There you'll need to, if you leave, then you fall like from an abyss to into an abyss.
What's the connection between the spiritual vessel and the middle line?
The middle line is a spiritual kli.
What does it mean, that middle line?
It means that I correctly combine left and right, the force of reception, the force of bestowal, the will to receive and what is received from the Creator as a will to bestow.
At the same time.
At the same time, like the Rosh of the Partsuf, where we make this calculation, where I have a will to receive and I do Tzimtzum, Masach, returning light, when I calculate how much I can receive in order to bestow, and I receive it and I build it in the Toch of the Partsuf.
And that has to be revealed in your feeling?
It needs to be revealed. We're soon reaching these diagrams, and there you'll see how I make a line on the diagram, and you need to feel it here inside that you're doing this.
So that's attainment.
This is the beginning of attainment, yes, of course. And when you now start treating the friends, forming a state called faith above reason, that is considered that we're calculating in the Rosh. That we have da'at, a will to receive, and we rise above it, and we do actions of bestowal above the will to receive. That the will to receive is showing us what we should and we shouldn't within the will to receive in a serious manner, in a rational manner. And we say, no, we need to do actions which are irrational. I accept the friends as being the greatest. I want to be nothing with respect to them, and that's how I want to advance.
I can attain that in the tent, that I draw the Creator to be in my tent, to demand Him to give the middle line.
This is your tent, the one that I see now?
Yeah, this wonderful tent.
It's good that I'm in a different ten.
No, so I, the middle line, is something I can build alone, or I need the Creator's help?
Only that muscle man in the corner there is equivalent to you all. Chikam. I'm listening.
The middle line, can I attain that with my ten, or there's another force that works?
No. Only the ten and the Creator in it. There is no more. And then you find that there is nothing other than that. All of the forces of all of reality, they are entirely in the ten. But now it seems to you as many tens and all kinds of forces and the universe and worlds. You then find that all of this is inside the ten. And there is no more, nothing more than the friends, as Rabash writes. Ten sefirot, that's all.
Latin 7.
Dear Rav, good day, world Kli. If there are three lines, so I have to make a double effort to go from left to right, to go through the middle line.
Right, left, middle. Right, left, middle. That's how it's done. You need to start from the right. Bestowal. Skatnut, smallness. And then you go to the left. You add to that the will to receive. And then, with the correct combination, it's called the middle line.
Beersheva.
Rav, כשברור
Rav, when, what's that state when it's clear to you that the ego is giving you desire to make the friends happy, to bestow to them? What do you tell him, and what should he do on the outside to the friends?
What is the main outside towards?
Externally. What should I show them, and what should I tell the ego?
I don't know what it means externally. You need to constantly act in the ten. External, internal, I don't know. In the ten. You need to do all the actions towards yourself, towards the Creator, towards the friends. Until you will become a single desire, a single body. That is all. And don't add to that all kinds of words of your own. Use the words that Rabash uses, Baal Sulam uses.
PT6.
PT6.
I wanted to ask about this point you're coming back to a lot, that we're actually starting to build the Kli practically.
We are entering the building of the Kli in practice, which is called faith above reason. Today, we've been going, what, for 2.5 hours of a lesson that is entirely how to build Kli in faith above reason.
So I wanted to ask, the base for this Kli, the foundation, is the resistance, the disturbance. That's what we build it upon.
The foundation of the Kli is not wanting to work with the will to bestow. I remember that I read all these things Rabash wrote, and I felt bad. I felt darkness in front of me. Bad for my soul. What do I need this for? I don't even understand this. Not that I don't agree. I don't, even before I don't agree, I don't understand what he's writing. What is it considered to love, to give, to bestow, to be included, to be small? These words I didn't hear. I don't hear. Then, after a long time passes, Rabash gives such examples. I told you about the coffee beans that I needed to sort out the coffee beans. So he sat next to me and he said to me, I'm taking this coffee bean and I'm checking, is it whole or not? And by that I need to collect, let's say, 30 of these coffee beans. From then later on, we will grind them, and my teacher will be able to drink and enjoy it. I heard this from him, but you know, I heard it like a machine, like a recording. Without any reaction, the heart was the heart of stone. And after he left, then I tried doing something, and I don't think that I even finished these 30 coffee beans to make it one spoon of coffee. I don't think I did. I couldn't tolerate it. I escaped it. And from anything I needed to give to the friends, to participate with them, I would see how my ego rises above me and pushes me to be crude to them, to be very terrible. And you can't do a thing. And that is the problem of the strong Kli, of a very strong left line. And then it takes many years before a person is able to reach a state how he learns to stabilize himself with the right and with the left, until he begins to build faith above reason. He has an immense Kli, a very large one. And he starts barely is able to start it with many disturbances. So that is why, don't worry, each and every one has a remedy, and you'll build these kelim, you'll discover the Creator, the adhesion to Him, and everything will work out, everything will return to its root.
But if I can, what do we do with the rejection, the resistance?
Only work in society, in the group, working for the group, even though for the group is done through the ego, but still, as much as you act towards the group, towards dissemination, then it helps. It helps. Yes. Nothing more to do. It'll fall into place. I promise you that it will. It will work out. PT 29.
Question from a friend. What is the best way to measure that my work is in faith above reason, and that it's true and right and not something imaginary?
Only efforts. I have nothing else to recommend to you. Only to make efforts on what we spoke of, and the whole lesson today was about this. All right, what will we do? Maybe we'll read some more.
So, excerpt number 46 from Shamati, 212, Embrace of the Right, Embrace of the Left. There is the embrace of the right, and there is the embrace of the left, and both must be eternal. This means that when one is in the state of right, he should think that there is no such quality as the left in the world. And also, when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such quality as right in the world. Right means private providence, and left means guidance of reward and punishment. Although there is reason which says that there is no such thing as right and left together, he must work above reason, meaning that reason will not stop him. The most important is the above reason. This means that one's whole work is measured by his work above reason. Although he later comes into within, it is nothing, since his basis is above reason. So he always suckles from his root. However, if, when he comes into within reason, he wants specifically to be fed within reason, at that time the light immediately departs. If he wants to extend, he must begin with above reason, as this is the whole root. Afterwards, he comes to the reason of Gdusha.
In other words, we need to decide according to what are we going, either according to the force of reception, and then we are in this world, or the force of bestowal, and then we are in the upper world. It's one of the two. That's it. Otherwise, we are between these two worlds, not here nor there. So try and decide. It's not in one go, but more and more and more, and we'll try until we begin to feel that through connection between us and to the Creator, we can rise from this world to the upper world. And by that, to connect, you are now in practice at the entrance of the upper world. and we'll try and we'll try and we'll try, push one another and help one another. And soon we'll start forming these diagrams, a line, a kav, masach, screen, tzimtzum, restriction, or chozer, returning light, rosh, toch, sof, that accordingly we'll do such actions within us, in the connection between us, we'll build the ten sfirot called the partsuf, and how this partsuf can work in faith above reason in order to bestow, and what light influenced it, and what Reshimot revealed, and all of this will be the wisdom of Kabbalah in practice, realistically, truly. We won't draw any diagram that we don't feel that is working on us, but it is all realistically, that with respect to every line, every element, part of it in the diagram, we'll see that we'll find it between us. And by that, we'll reach the practice, the practical wisdom of Kabbalah. Now, I'd like to say that this evening we will also continue such things, like now. Maybe we'll read some article about faith above reason. And by that, until we will enter this action, that it will be clear to everyone where we are. And it doesn't matter if you get some kind of rejection from it or lack of understanding, because lack of understanding is because your will to receive will hide your vision and won't let you see these things, because we accept and receive all these things only within our will to receive, in our sensation. And if the will to receive does not understand it, it's not a matter of understanding, it's a matter of lack of sensation. Until we won't feel, we won't know it in name or word. And that is why we need to try more and more to push ourselves to actions in the group, that the heart will be softened, will receive responses from the friends, will envy them, will want to be like them, and so on. This is the most important thing. I wouldn't pressure you, and I wouldn't do such exercises with you in faith above reason with such pressure, but it is the time that is pressuring. We need to speed up. You see what's happening outside, so we need to try and be as connected as possible and as ready as possible to do actions between us, spiritual actions. And then we can show the world that we are taking the lead, and the world will be able to connect to us and help us push us to the King's Mountain, as it's written, that all of humanity needs to do with respect to the group called Yashar Kel. That's what I wanted to say. So you all had questions. Everyone got the opportunity to ask today. I think. Isn't that correct?
I think so. Maybe French there.
French was 5 or 6 times. Everyone was. Maybe PT9. If it was. No, they're also not asking.
Can I ask?
Well, go and ask.
About what we just read, can you explain what it means that, what does it mean to engage in the left and to think that there's no right in the world?
When we engage in something, we need to enter this scrutiny in a complete form. That's why left is left, right is right. And there are such actions that I go to left and right and to right to left. And then it's something in between in a way that I work in connecting between them, in including, in inclusion between them. And that's how we scrutinize these states.
But what does it mean to scrutinize the left? How not to fall in there, to dwell in there?
How not to sink into the left by being connected to the group? It's very hard to enter the left and make sure that you do not stay there.
So that's my question, because he says to engage in the left as if there's no right. What does that mean?
Yeah, but what confidence do you have that you'll be able to exit this? Think about it.
Yeah, I get it.
If you don't do this in the 10, then you are incapable of then later on advancing. Because the left brings you such proof that it's right. A judge has only what his eyes can see. You understand? That you then, later on, won't be able to consider the importance of faith above reason. Well, we'll talk about it. Do we have someone new that didn't yet ask today? I don't see such. Maybe remind me.
Maybe PT 33.
Okay, let's see.
Hello, Av. Since we have the evening lessons, every evening the whole 10 comes and we feel a very strong advancement. I wanted to ask you, what's so unique in the evening lesson, if you could say a few words about it?
We started learning the sixth part of Taas. I don't find that the friends are really into it. And it's what's important to us now, and again, this is determined by the world. We are in a state that we can't just learn whatever we want. We need to learn what the world is forcing us to, so that we'll join the world to us and continue it to correction. Otherwise, it will just go in any direction. That's why in the evening we'll learn a topic like we are now. Maybe we'll take some kind of article in Faith Above Reason and we'll interpret it correctly, we'll learn it correctly, and the full hour and a half that we have in the evening. So I invite everyone, whoever can, great, whoever can't, then we are with them together in one spirit. So think of us, we'll think of all those that can't make it. But I'll say again, in the evening, in the meanwhile, we need to add in the matter of faith above reason. Yes. Latin 6.
Hola, querido Rav. Usted habla de que tenemos que hacer más.
Hello, dear Rav. You were saying that we have to perform spiritual actions. What are those true spiritual actions? I understand we have to try to connect. What else?
Nothing other than that. What we're lacking is to raise the shattered kli. The shattered kli needs only connection. If you can connect the 10 ideally, to an actual 10, by that you complete corrections. You complete corrections, there's no more. Don't think about worlds, parzufim, sfirot, all kinds of things. Connection in the 10, more and more and more. That's what we need to do. But when you start doing it, you'll start seeing such problems. What's happening, what degrees of aviyut you have before you, and you cannot overcome them, that you can't even put your foot up to the next step, and that's all of our work. But it's all only in connection, and nothing other than that. And more, we have Nikolaev Sochi.
Вот я сейчас на уроке услышал, вы сказали, что человечество захочет объединить.
I heard during the lesson that humanity will want to connect and won't succeed, and then they'll be able to hear our message. So this means we'll succeed in this emanation, or if we don't connect, nothing will be successful.
We need to understand that it is not us that can be the leaders and those who will lead humanity, but the Creator can reach out to other groups, or I don't know who. I'm not certain of everything. What I know is that for now, every single day, I must try and advance as much as possible, and every morning to give a new lesson with a new step forward. And every day I expect all of my students to go together with me, and by that we will break through these limits of the masach and the barriers between this world and the spiritual world, and humanity will follow us. That is all. And by that, I'm waiting for info. But they disappeared. Maybe they already jumped forward.
We're here.
Okay.
So we will go over our schedule. Very simple today. 6 p.m. live lesson. From 6 to 7:30 with Rav, and we'll also say that tomorrow we're going to explain what is going to happen in Yom Kippur. So whoever asks, tomorrow at the end of the morning lesson, we'll explain exactly what happens in Yom Kippur. So let's go to a song.
Good luck.
De fuerza para abrir bien los corazones cuando la luz asome, dejemos nuestra alma libre, llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos, como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, dale, beyajad, dale. Nibol ve'nakum al lekav ha'siyum. Na'ale, ve'yachad na'ale. A subir, a subir. Unidos a subir. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo del corazón que quiere acercarse, y dentro de él a un hombre acurrucarse. Yesh tfila shel dmaot shepotchot sharei shamayim vekoshot akzavot od me'ad nilmad lichyot. Asuvir, asuvir, unidos asuvir, ka'el.